I'm excited to welcome to the studio Jason Franz. He's executive director of one of the most unique places to experience art in Cincinnati. It's the Manifest Gallery. It's a nonprofit creative research gallery and drawing center located in East Walnut Hills. Jason, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Robin. I'm very happy to be here again.
Good. Well, we're talking about something a little bit different, not your upcoming exhibit so much as your books, the Manifest Press. And for one, why did you feel it was important to document the exhibits held at the gallery?
Well, that's a complicated answer because the press is primarily creating exhibits in print that aren't shown at the gallery. But we also document the exhibits at the gallery through catalogs. So there are a couple of different products that we do through Manifest Press. Exhibit catalogs, documenting shows that we have, and then the three other books that are not exhibited at the gallery.
How is that art selected or how is it submitted for consideration? And you're talking about the International Drawing Annual, the International Painting Annual, and a Photography Annual. Is that
exactly
correct?
Exactly. Those three different books represent the other projects of Manifest Press.
Okay.
And they are submitted just like our exhibits. It's competitive. It's juried through a blind process. The jurors are made up of professionals, working artists, professors from near and far. They do it voluntarily. And their goal is to judge based on objective standards of quality. So the artists have come to really respect that in our exhibits and our books.
And you've won some awards for these books.
Yes, we won a silver medal award for the International Drawing Annual 5, the fifth one, through the International Independent Publishers Association. And we won a bronze medal award, third place, for the International Photography Annual number 1. And we were competing with institutions, believe it or not, the Whitney Museum, the Metropolitan Museum. We were competing with some heavy hitters when we won those awards.
The artists that are included in those, are they from just the greater Cincinnati area?
Absolutely not. Like all of our exhibits and projects, we open it up to the world, and the books especially reach an international level of participation. And that's one reason why we wanted to do the books, back to your original question. It's hard for artists to send work to Cincinnati from very far away, especially if it's large. It's also difficult if it's already been sold and they still want to have people experience it. So the books allow them to do that. They don't have to send the actual work to us. They just send us a good image for print and they get featured in a Manifest project. That's why we consider the publications exhibits in print.
How wide has the circulation of these books been to date?
It's international. We are not book distributors. We're bookmakers. So we're still learning how to distribute them effectively, but we do academic discounts. So schools and professors and libraries scoop them up all around the country. And of course, arts aficionados, artists, collectors tend to buy them from around the world.
What are you working on now? I know you have a new project referred to as the Manifest Exhibition Annual.
Ah, yes. For 9 seasons, we did an exhibit catalog for every show period that we had. So that was over 80 books, small books that we did to document the artwork that was on view at the gallery. And after that many years of doing it, we realized we should probably do something different for our 10th season moving forward. And so rather than do 9 a year, which is what we had been doing, we are now going to do one large book every year. And it's going to be an entire book that encompasses the entire year of all the work shown at the gallery. And it's going to be bigger than the drawing annual, painting annual, photography annuals.
When is that expected to be released, the first annual?
It's going to document this season, which is ending in September. So we're going to have some time to build it because it's going to be probably an estimated 250 pages and maybe 300 works of art or more. So it's going to take some time. We hope that it's available for release in early 2015.
Now, you have all sorts of calls to artists on your website. But I also, what caught my eye was a call to writers. What are you looking for? Mm-hmm.
Well, all along, when we've done the painting, drawing, and photography annuals, we've always called for writing within those overall calls because we wanted people to be able to share ideas, philosophy, poetry, creative writing that's centered on those subjects, those media. And we've gotten entries, and we've juried them just like we've juried the artwork through a different panel of readers. And we decided to, instead of calling for writing for each one, we're just going to do a general call for those subjects. And same idea. We want writing about painting, drawing, photography, or light. The entrant can decide which subject they're covering.
You're not just looking for scholarly prose. You have poetry as a possibility.
We're trying to create an opportunity for people that work with words to supplement the visual art. The books are primarily meant to be experiences of visual art. But we know that folks like to read, and sometimes that opens them up to the content that's latent in the imagery. So having poetry, having creative writing, having critical writing as well helps that. It helps make the books even more of a valuable experience. And one thing we're quite proud of, in fact, is that our forthcoming Drawing Annual 8, which is on its way from the printer, has an essay by Michael Graves, the architect, who is a graduate of UC. He's a professor emeritus at Princeton and has his own firm. He's quite famous for doing architecture all around the world. He agreed to let us include one of his essays on drawing in architecture in our book. We're very, very excited about that.
What is coming up in August and September at the gallery?
Well, we have one more exhibit period opening at the gallery then, and that will be our regional sculpture show, a group exhibit that was proposed that is called Perceptual Painters by artists that are in Philadelphia, Ohio, and Indiana, and our annual nude exhibit.
Jason, it's been great to talk to you, and a nice opportunity to focus on these publications, which really provide a lot more opportunities for artists and for folks who love art.
Thank you. I want to remind everybody that they are available at the gallery, mm-hmm. at Manifest Gallery, at the West End Gallery, and Amazon.com.
And also want to remind everybody that I've been speaking with Jason Franz, and he's the executive director of the Manifest Gallery in East Walnut Hills. And for more information about how to submit to exhibits, opportunities to exhibit, also to submit writing and work to any of the annuals, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Carey Allgaier.